I've been everywhere, man, looking for you, babe. Looking for you, babe. Searching for you, babe.
Border Crossing, searching for Rihanna. Here on the Voice of America, that is a request from Reem Abrar from Kuwait on 96.9 FM, and that's Where Have You Been? Well, I've been sitting right here in this chair, in this studio, in D.C., waiting for your requests and dedications. You can send them to us at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Now, Rihanna, I had an interview with her a number of years ago. She was about an hour to 2 hours late for the interview. And I'm told by some friends and colleagues that this is a common occurrence. Rihanna is always late, and she's late because she likes to look really, really good. She's a perfectionist, so she wants every bit, every piece of hair on her head, every strand to be in the right place. The makeup has to be perfect. The clothes has to be exquisite and perfect. She likes perfection. Well, that didn't sit so well this week, earlier in the week, during the premiere of Ocean's 8. Because, according to the folks at In Touch magazine, Rihanna was about 30 minutes late to the film's premiere in Los Angeles. And Sandra Bullock and Anne Hathaway, Kate Blanchett, Mindy Kaling, Sarah Paulson, Helena Bonham Carter, all of the cast were on time. But they all had to wait for Rihanna, who was about 30 minutes or so late. So Sandra Bullock got annoyed, and a couple reporters overheard Sandra say, you know, we have to adjust our schedule to your time, so it's important in showbiz that we be on time. Rihanna didn't respond to that comment, but yeah, there was a report that there was kind of a little tension in the air. Also, when it comes to Rihanna news, something a little more positive, there are reports that Rihanna is coming out with not one, but two new albums. She had admitted herself on an interview in London recently that she is in studio currently working on new music. And there are reports that, A, she's working on an Anti 2, the follow-up to Anti, which is going to be dance music and R&B soul and some of the stuff that's made her famous. And she wants to go back to some of her earlier days, some of the music she put out back in 2010. She wants that vibe and sound again. There's also a report that her second album will be very true to her culture and her home native culture of Jamaica and Barbados and the Caribbean, where she grew up down in Barbados. And so she's working on reggae music. In fact, she's already registered two reggae songs with the ASCAP folks, American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. So there's a report that she's working on two new albums. One would be reggae, and one would be back to the R&B hip-hop soul sound that she's become famous for. Thanks for joining us on Border Crossings, and I'm Larry London. Coming up next, we have a request for some music from Westlife. This is from Andrea Ogwal, who is in Uganda, in a place called Lira, Uganda. And the song request is from Westlife, and the tune is called Home, here on Border Crossings.
Another summer day has come and gone away. In Paris and Rome, but I wanna go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I just wanna go home. I miss you, you know. And I'll be keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I've got to go. Come.